Hi, I'm WCBS business reporter Joe Connolly with producer Nile Caruso. With a business owner we want to introduce you to who is right on point, right on trend, and that is creating professional, good-looking, high-quality video events, and often live now too. Donville Collins produces business or sales meetings that can look more like Academy Awards TV shows practically now, as opposed to the typical Zoom call. So here is Donville, who's one of the leaders in helping businesses and nonprofits capitalize on this trend to remote events and teleconferences and that type of thing. How is business, Donville, right now?
Hey, Joe. Glad to be here. Business is doing really well. We're coming out of a record year, helping businesses all over the country, businesses and especially nonprofits all over the country. And it's been a really good year. In general, you know, as you said, there's a lot of organizations have had to pivot themselves. They were forced to because so many people want to stay home. And we saw an opportunity to be able to be a valuable resource with the expertise that we already have, many of which we were doing, and ultimately help them to produce those events to something that feels a lot better than just putting on a Zoom meeting or a Zoom event, really making it feel polished. And our intention, like you said, is usually to make it feel like an Academy Award production. We always like to say broadcast style of production events.
And you were doing video productions and commercials and advertisements and that type of thing. And now suddenly did an entirely new huge market just fall at your feet almost?
Yeah, in a sense, it's so funny because the beginning of the business always started with us doing a lot of these, a lot of production of events, and most of them were live streaming in the beginning. And over time, just producing events became the main thing. So for us, even at the beginning, we saw a lot of change in our business and just in our clients and cancellations and things of that nature. And we said, look, we need to look at our clients. What is the need? What is the pain point right now? And the biggest pain point we saw were a lot of them weren't able to produce their events professionally. And we said, well, we already know how to do that well. We still did it. We didn't do as much as we did in the beginning, but we still did it a lot. And we still, at that time, were very involved in-person events as well, producing those. So we said, okay, let's put our expertise there, put the word out, brand the service on its own. And through that, we became one of the nation leaders in actually producing virtual events and hybrid events.
The name of Donville's business, by the way, is VCAST, V-E-E-K-A-S-T. We'll give you that again at the end. Mm-hmm. What is the trend now, Donville, when people say, I'm Zoomed out, I'm videoed out? So how are you dealing with that?
Well, one of the big things to think about is really how you're engaging the audience, right? That's one of the big parts that can make people feel like they're not just watching a video. It needs to feel like they're a part of the event. So for us, with our clients and what we recommend and things we do is different things to really engage the audience. If it's a fundraising event, we encourage our clients to have fundraising opportunities, have name call outs, to have celebrity, if you have a celebrity in the event, you know, to have an opportunity somehow where they can mention a few of the viewer's name, really do things as well to really draw people in to want to watch the event. So there's two folds to this, right? You have to think about how will people be interested in wanting to come and join your event, which virtually they're watching on a screen, as well as when they're there, how can you make the experience really engaging for them that they can talk about it after the event is gone.
Neil, it's right up your alley.
Yeah, 100%, Joe. And so, you know, we've had these conversations about engagement, Joe, myself, off air. How do you get those people to not only be engaged, but to then go and promote it too? Because it's not just about the live event, but you want the promotion afterwards, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. A big thing, of course, and I know you guys already do, but is the replay. Sometimes clients and individuals, like, we're not thinking about the valuable part of the replay. That part you guys have, but a lot of people don't have that. You need to especially push out the replay. We've had clients who, for their in-person event before they went virtual, they had 400 people there. And it was live, then they had 2,000. In the replay, they had 6,000 people watch it. They'd never had that kind of engagement with their events. And that's a big deal. But secondly, outside of that is also how the people are engaging with that with the event and the broadcast during the event, especially thinking about the chat. Can people respond? Are people in the broadcast able to respond to the people that are watching in somehow? And like I like to say this to our clients, find some way to give your viewers 10 seconds of fame. If we can find that, then you can really create some excitement about being a part of the event.
That's so well said, because I think people love the chat. They want to see their name up there. They want to be, you know, involved with the participants. We've seen that too. Let me ask you though about the setup, because what really stood out to me about your business is that you have this remote broadcast kit, and you actually go to people who are on the program and set them up so that they look like, you know, an Academy Award or an actual TV set. Describe what you do there, because, you know, we've noticed guests come on and you're always working with them to set up their screen and make sure that it looks good. How do you do that and actually provide them with the equipment?
So there's two folds, right, to that. One, there's an option, like you said, where we can send a kit, and that kit usually includes things like a lavalier mic. One of the biggest issues to getting good quality video or a feed from someone, and usually audio is one of those things that suffers. And so we send a lavalier mic. We also send tripods. I usually don't have tripods, and we send them a link that we can control the camera equipment remotely
from your offices in Westchester. Yeah. You're running a whole TV network like control room now.
Yeah, exactly. So we actually send them across. There's some events where there was multiple national locations. There's some that was international locations in Europe and other places. And we are controlling the gear that is there so we can get the quality of the recording to be better. That's the first option. Of course, the second one is we also do have the option where we, just like a TV broadcast, like you said, we send a crew, they give us a live feed from the location so that quality is even higher than the remote option. Wow, so those are two things you do.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
You better not hire Neil away, Donville.
I saw Joe's eyes light up when you said quality audio.
That's a huge problem. And it's so brilliant for people who don't know. Often when you hear tinny audio or audio that's all muffled, it's because the person is too far away from a cheap microphone.
Yeah.
So it's brilliant how you solve that by saying, here, just put this around your neck. Oh, fine. And so what's your horizon? Where are you going now? Where do you go from here?
You know, we thought that in the middle of 2021, things would start to go back to how they were, but we're still seeing the demand grow. And of course, part of that is all of the uncertainty out there. But for us, we saw through this, 2020, we had massive growth. We over doubled the business 2020. And for 2021, we almost doubled again over the 2020. And we had set ridiculous goals at the time that we thought there was no way that we're going to reach it. And we reached it both times. So where our goal for this year is we're just going to push it and try to triple the business. Because at least from what we're seeing in the inquiries, there's a lot of opportunity there because there's so much need for help. People want to get this stuff done, but they don't really know how, and they just need a single mind or a managerial company or someone that can come in with all the gear to help them actually do it well.
You're seeing this in the inquiries. People say, I want to run an event, right?
Yeah. And
what are you seeing in terms of how people sell online as opposed to selling in person? Is it different now? Because you may never meet the person or take them out for a coffee or lunch. You may have to do the whole deal online. What's new in that regard, Donville?
I think the big thing in that is that we don't really have a choice anymore. You have to, right? And so all of the companies, you kind of have to find a way to sell to people online because there's so much of the general population that simply does not want to come to an in-person event. I know of multiple people, and I'm sure you might know of some too, that are vaccinated and boosted, and they're like, still, I'm not going to an event with 100, 200 people, period. So we've just, as we were forced in early 2020 to have to innovate and think about how can we do a good job regardless, that change is what I see happening now, even in different companies and brands that are coming up, finding really creative ways to really engage and appeal to an audience to want to buy, regardless of that fact that they didn't meet and see the products in person.
So the sales pitch then itself is different. Do you still have to ask for the order online, I guess, or do you take that offline after the conference? How are people doing that?
Yeah, in general, we still have to do the order online. And one of the things that happened huge, as you may know, is Zoom, you know, their business boomed during the pandemic. I think it was in 2020 where they finally became profitable. They weren't profitable before that. And same thing is happening all across. So for us, there are things that even in our business, there were some things that we thought there was no way you could just handle and do all of it online. We needed to be in person and be in the office or meet people. And you were forced to do it the other way. So what I see happening is that, for example, contracts. There are some companies that never beforehand and never planned to want to do e-sign contracts. We've always done it, but then, you know, we're noticing that even some companies that when we send out contracts, they want to send a physical paperback. They've now figured out we could do e-signing because we had to do it during the pandemic because we had to figure it out because we weren't going to be meeting in person, nor we weren't who uses fax anymore. All right. So it's kind of like we were forced to have to do it differently. And I think it's for the better because it needed that development and that push.
Yeah. Very, very interesting how things have changed and people have found new ways of doing things that have worked out and more efficiently. Donville, I want to go back to what you talked about with sales, because you had mentioned nonprofits. I know they've done very well with virtual fundraisers. How can business owners that are watching this, maybe you have an example of businesses that have actually leveraged these virtual events to grow their sales and whatever, you know, business they're doing, whether it's a product or a service?
Yeah, so there are definitely opportunities there. We were just in talks yesterday also with a travel business that they're using online and virtual and in-person, a marrying of it to sell their services. There's some that are using it to sell their products. There are also platforms where people can come together. And in general, there's a general sort of push in direction where I see in general for things that you usually require people to come together to do business. And before, I'm seeing where people are learning that there's ways to do it online and bringing people together online. One of the big things that even that I see changing or that has changed during this time is even the adoption of VR, virtual reality technology during this time. So all of that is just an indication of how things are changing and people are learning to really do it online. So for the businesses watching this that might want to know sort of what you can do, I would say really open up your mind and look on and force yourself to think about how can I sell and complete what I'm doing and sell it to the audience I'm targeting online and really complete the sale. Think about the whole picture from prospecting to lead gen to closing the deal. Yeah.
Neil, do you have another question?
I mean, just to follow up on that, then when they're looking at their process and they want to generate more clients or they're looking for big name clients, what do you kind of recommend that they do to build a program that will, you know, engage people and also get the phone call afterwards?
So I know one of the big things that we did is number one, partnerships, connections with your network, going through that. I will say the large majority of our clients and our business comes from referrals. And usually the best marketing for us is a successful event. But outside of that, about 10% of our business comes from online, from our online work, whether it be from paid advertising or our organic search SEO placement. That part and really organic is really the lion's share of that, can just bring in a bunch of business. And then once the event or the production, or in your case, all the businesses that may be watching this, the best advertising for the business is to actually complete the work and then really touch base with the clients about being advocates for driving new business.
And I want to go back to the client of yours who had a couple thousand people originally, and they had 6,000 views online. Yeah. How did that happen? You must have put that out, I'm just guessing, on social media, but you had to have a real strong call to action or a catchy headline or something to get 6,000 views. How did that happen?
Yeah, and that's a good point. So essentially, that's the thing there is that organization, they really had a great and awesome chief marketing officer that really knew how to, the organization and them on the marketing side of things really knew how to put it out there. And really part of what they did was creating what I like to call FOMO, not only in the event in itself, but also in the replay. And by FOMO, I mean fear of missing out. And that's one of the big things that organizations are missing sometimes in not only getting people to watch it live and not feel like they're just watching, they're actually in a part of this event. It's not a production, it's an event. And then for the replay, it's what did you miss? What's the big deal? So I think FOMO is a big part of driving engagement, views, and all of that.
What did you miss is a great headline, actually. If you're within a closed clientele of your clients or your not-for-profit members, that would pull in a lot of them. That's a great one. What did you miss?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow. Well, it sounds like the sky's the limit, Donville. Are you able to hire? Are you hiring enough techs and camera people and everything?
Yeah, we're still hiring. So right now, you know, we've brought on quite a few people. We're a total team of 20. About 8 full-time guys and guys and girls and we have a team of different people around the country, from designers to filmmakers to editors and scriptwriters, and we work with many different event producers and planners and managers as well. So overall, we're in growth mode right now. We have different posts out there hiring video people as well as techs to run the productions and things of that nature. So we're constantly on growth. And our goal this year, as I said earlier, is to triple the business. So we're really focused on doing that so we can be of great help and one of the biggest and most impactful production companies helping organizations in the world. So that's our hope.
I met you first at a fairly routine business meeting in a hotel ballroom in Westchester County, New York. We met there and talked, and that was maybe 5 years ago or something. Never did we imagine that you would, a few years later, be putting a, quote, routine event like that in a ballroom in a hotel on a Wednesday morning, potentially global. You would be running a global, and you'd have bells and whistles to make it interesting for people who weren't there, and spinning wheels and fundometers and everything else.
Yeah, it's such a different thing. You know, at the time, it didn't even think, wasn't there. We're sad for the pandemic, but in some cases we're happy too that it happened, because it pushed a lot of us beyond what we thought was okay or normal and being able to figure things out. And it also allowed people to be accepting a little bit more of having to do things differently. So it's really, really helped, because I remember there was one event where it was a medical organization, and they usually had people one time in the year, people from all over the world come to a venue in New York City for this event. They couldn't do that during the time, and all of the speakers, there were about 16 speakers, they needed to be able to do this event, and this was a for-profit business, but they needed to do this and have these different people speak around the world. We were able to do that at a high level, making it feel polished. People come in, it's just like you said, a news broadcast. We always like to tell clients, we run the production just like any broadcast event, Grammy, Oscar, or American Idol, or a news broadcast. The only difference is it's streaming online. So a lot of these people, they came in. So now we brought the 16 people in, and it's all done. But on the result of that, what the client ended up telling us afterwards is the most successful one they ever had, because they always had people who weren't able to come to New York City, who are a big part of their organization, but they weren't able to, not only from the people, the speakers, but also the actual people that want to get the information. They never had a good way to do that. They more than tripled their usual viewers or engagement, if you will, just from that. And they reached out to us afterwards. They wanted to do a whole PR thing simply because of how successful it was. So,
and they did that because you broadcast what was happening online by bringing in remote cameras to the meeting, including the attendees.
Yep.
Wow. Wow. Just great. You seem to have the sort of personality that you'd exactly want in a producer or a director on one of these things. So great to hear how your business is doing. Donville Collins, VKAST, VEEKAST.com. See you on the radio, Donville.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you, guys. Thanks, Joe. Thanks, Neil.